Dress Up and Colouring. A Lot of Colouring by Catherine. Read by Night Tracer. Fandom, Hockey RPF, the Montreal Canadiens. Summary. Hal gets traded, and PK's okay with it. He really is. He's still friends with Hal's kids, though. And Carrie isn't jealous at all. The first time PK comes by to visit Izzy and Sophie after Hal gets dealt, they're still red-faced and teary-eyed. Anne answers the door with Talon in her arms and a hurried look on her face. She blinks in surprise when she sees PK, and PK just smiles. "Hey," he says, waving. "Skillsy's family left yesterday, right?" She nods, staring at him like she has no idea what he's saying. It's almost, but not quite, identical to the look Hal gives him when he's being stupid. "I figured you probably have some stuff you wanted to get done, eh? I could, you know, hang with the girls while you did them." She keeps staring for a second, and PK shrugs because maybe it was kind of a dumb idea. She opens her mouth and then closes it, blinking back tears for just a second before nodding. "Yes," she says, and it's the no-nonsense Anne he knows again. "I'll take Talon with me so you don't have to worry about a baby, but yes. Not having to keep an eye on Izzy and Sophie would be such a help, PK." Anne doesn't tell him to come in or anything, just steps away from the door without closing it behind her. Hal does that a lot too, or he did, before getting traded. The two of them being so alike makes it pretty easy to get to know her, though. She's like a pretty, less ginormous Hal, or maybe he's an uglier, giant version of Anne. Either way, it means PK knows what to expect from her. He follows her inside, closing the door behind him, and heads back to where Izzy and Sophie's rooms are. "Hey!" he calls out. "Anyone home? It's PK!" "PK!" Two small, girlish voices cry out from Izzy's room. There's a shuffling and thumping sound that's way louder than two little girls should be able to make, and then they're in the hallway, running toward him. They run into him with all the force of a forward coming through the neutral zone. Sophie throwing her arms around his leg, and Izzy wrapping hers around his waist. Izzy pushes her face against his stomach, but before she does, he sees the tear tracks down her face, and how red and blotchy her cheeks are. He just rests his hands on both of their heads, and pats them both. "You're not here for Daddy, are you?" Sophie asks, looking up. She isn't even trying to hide her red eyes or how scratchy her voice is. "Nah," PK says. "Why would I want to hang with him when I can hang with you? Better company." Izzy laughs and pulls away. "Really?" she asks, and he nods. "Do you want a colour?" "I love to colour," he says. And they drag him back to the playroom. Hal's colouring book, the Aladdin and Jasmine one that PK saw Hal pick up at a Rite Aid when they were on the road, stays closed at the top of the stack. But they give him one of the 6 Yuppie colouring books they have, and don't even complain when he bogarts the red, white and blue and orange for it. He hears Anne leave while he's in the middle of colouring Yuppie at Center Ice with a CH flag. And a few minutes later, Sophie sits up. "I'm hungry," she says, and PK frowns. It isn't dinner time. And he remembers his mum was always on about him not ruining his appetite. Before he was serious about playing hockey, and then just ate about 6 meals a day. So he doesn't know. "Maybe a snack?" He tries to say it like a statement, but it comes out as a question. "We have snacks," Izzy says. They lead him out to the kitchen and go for the pantry. PK isn't sure about these snacks. It looks like chips in fancy packages. "I don't know," he says. And then opens up the fridge. "Oh hey, you got celery." "I don't want vegetables," Sophie says, and PK just smiles. "They're good for you." He says, "Besides, I can make you the funniest snack with celery." Sophie doesn't look like she believes him, but Izzy looks like she's willing to give it a shot. "Okay, let's make sure you've got the ingredients." He grabs peanut butter and some raisins out of the pantry, and then washes and slices the celery. "It's ants on a log," he says, when he's done smearing peanut butter on celery sticks and sprinkling raisins over it. "Ew," Izzy says, looking down at her plate. "Cool," Sophie says, picking it up and shoving it into her mouth. Izzy eats hers too, once she sees PK didn't magically turn into actual bugs. While they're crunching away, PK cleans up the mess he made making them. Peanut butter kind of gets everywhere, and he wets some paper towels for the girls to clean up with. Gross, PK, Izzy says. We're just going to wash our hands with soap. Good plan, he says, because obviously he would have thought of that too, eventually. Annie comes home while the girls are washing up, and PK's washing the cutting board and knife he used. She's got a few grocery bags and he helps her put them away, for lack of anything else to do. Thank you for... You know, Anne says, while she's putting some formula away in the pantry. No problem, he says. You know I like hanging with the girls. She turns around and looks at him, face approving, and weirdly like an expression his mum makes when PK's managed to make the right decision. PK! Izzy calls from back towards the playroom. Crayons! Duty calls, he says, and heads back out. When he heads for home, after several coloured pages and an impromptu judging ceremony that Talon somehow ended up judging, it's with promises he'll come back. Izzy hugs him tight until he agrees, and it feels good. He doesn't even miss Hal as much afterward. So, I was wondering if you wanted to go for dinner, Carrie asked after practice. I'll even pay, so long as it's not sushi. You're going to pry open your wallet? PK asks, hip-checking him. You can make it up to me later, Carrie says, voice low. They're in the parking garage, so he can. PK still laughs. Wish I could, he says. Hell of an offer, Carrie, but I got plans tonight. Plans? Carrie asks, raising an eyebrow. What? He asks. I plan. No, really, quit laughing, Carrie. So, I'll see you tomorrow? Carrie asks, and PK shrugs. I can come by tonight if you want, he says. I just can't do dinner. Yeah, Carrie asks, and PK nods. Okay, I'll see you tonight. I'm getting smoked meat, Izzy says. Have you had that before? Anne asks, looking over at her from where she's getting Talon situated in his baby high chair. She's frowning. Of course, Izzy says. My teacher says it's a provincial delicacy. She says it all the right way, but like she's repeating what she's heard before. No foie gras, PK. Sophie pipes up and PK grins. Would I do that? He asks, giving her his most honest expression, and Sophie giggles. Sophie, what do you want? Anne asks her, and Sophie looks at her menu. Need help? Izzy asks, and Sophie nods, because she doesn't read very well yet, and she definitely doesn't read French. You liked like nos rôtis, right? Oh yeah, Sophie says, and points to what her sister is pointing at. That's what I want, PK. You got it, PK says, turns to Annie. What about you and Talon? You don't have to get us dinner too, Annie says. Nah, come on, my treat, PK says, smiling. Try not to run the bill up like Skillsy, though, eh? I'll have a steak and an extra of the mashed potatoes so I can share with Talon, she says. Awesome. The mashed potatoes are really great. Different kind of potatoes all mixed together. Not that I know from experience. He looks away and the girls laugh. No cheating, PK, Izzy says, in her best version of Hal's stern dad voice she can manage. It sends a stab of sadness through him. And suddenly he misses Hal, and how Hal would be giving him hell for finally getting around to paying for dinner with the girls. This was the restaurant he took them to for their weekly date, so long as he was home. And PK just lucky to have been invited so many times. PK, Sophie says pretty loudly, and like she's already said it a few times. PK shrugs off being whiny and lets them help him figure out what he can eat. Anne has a few glasses of wine because PK's driving, and it makes her smile more, and even laugh a few times at the ridiculous things her girls do. Thank you for this, PK, she says when he helps her get the girls, Talon, and their leftovers into the house. She hugs him, pulling him into a surprisingly strong embrace, and then kisses his cheeks. Hal will be proud of you. He ducks his head, and she pats his cheek, before stepping away. Driving to Carrie's is kind of weird, after a whole night with Anne and the girls. Carrie answers his door for him right away, though, pulling him inside with a kiss. It quickly turns into Carrie dragging him back toward his bedroom. He's got PK's shirt off and is dragging his teeth at the PK's pulse when he pulls back. Are you wearing perfume? He asks, looking down at him. PK blinks up at him for a second, unsure how to explain about Izzy and Sophie, or Anne thanking him. Instead, he just shrugs. What? I can't get myself dolled up to come see you, Carrie? Carrie just stares at him for a second and then shakes his head. You shouldn't have, really. It's an even worse smell for you than your terrible aftershave. I use the classy axe, thank you, PK says, and Carrie rolls his eyes and shoves him back onto the bed. Carrie fucks him on his hands and knees, a little harder than he usually would, the day before they start a road trip, but not so hard PK's going to complain. It's good, and he makes sure to get PK off first, fist tight around his dick and his entire body pressed along PK's back. When Carrie comes, he bites PK's shoulder and rocks forward hard, pinning him to the bed. They're sweaty and sticky when Carrie rolls off of him. I plan to stay the night. You cool with that? PK asks. And Carrie nods. So he does. Are those colouring books? Carrie asks, when they're wandering around Chinatown after the game. Losing sucks, and losing to the Capitals of all people sucks even harder. Not that PK can throw stones at the Caps losing record, considering the Habs own. Yeah, PK says, because these are cool colouring books, and Izzy and Sophie are going to love them. Damn, Patch says, walking up with coconut water and something frilly that PK assumes is for his wife. Did you start hitting it with a chick with kids? He looks at a small pile in PK's arms and shakes his head. Carrie's looking at him, one eyebrow raised, and his entire face has gone blank. PK doesn't know what to say, but he's saved by Goma walking up to them. Those were Skills' kids? He asks, looking over the books. What? Patch asks, surprised. Goma looks back and forth between Patch, Carrie, and PK and rolls his eyes. What? You think I don't know you're hanging around with the girls? PK's playing babysitter? Patch asks, grinning like a maniac. It's not like that, PK says, because he's not babysitting. He's visiting and playing games and hanging out with some friends of his. They missed their dad, and I figured it wouldn't be cool to just stop talking to them because he's not... So we still have pretty sweet hangs. He tries to fold his arms, forgetting for a second that he's got an armful of books, and instead shifts from foot to foot. I gotta go buy these. He pays for the colouring books and waits around while the other guys buy their stuff. So, Carrie asks, tucking the bag of sunflower seeds he bought into his pocket. You've been spending a lot of time with Skillsy's kids? PK shrugs. I used to a lot, when he was still around. What, as your stocks, he got traded? He asks. That's pretty shitty, man. No, Carrie says, shaking his head. I was just... It's a surprise, I guess. Though it answers where you've been all this time. Been missing me, Carrie? PK asks, hip-checking him. Have I not been giving you enough TLC? Hate to hurt your feelings. Fuck off, Carrie says. He pulls PK into his room and they get back to the hotel. But they don't really have time to do more than kiss a little. It's really good kissing, though, because Carrie always makes it worth his while, pinning him up against the wall and tilting his face down so it feels like he's all around him. Night, PK. Carrie whispers into his mouth, before PK has to head out. PK can't honestly say he minds not having gotten it wet tonight. You up for some Xbox? Carrie asks, and PK feels bad shaking his head. Can't, man. Plans, he says. You hanging with the girls? Carrie asks, frowning. PK nods. I got a hot date with a tea party, he says. Izzy's making it herself. I can come over after, though, if you want. Sure, if you want, Carrie says, shrugging. He's still frowning, looking more than a little pinched. But PK's got a book, and he's going to make it in time for the tea party, so he doesn't bother wondering what his problem is. He tries to push it, and manages not to hit too many lights, so he's only a little late when he knocks on the door. PK, Izzy says, when she opens it. She's already in a frilly dress and tiara, about 10 necklaces around her neck. Come on, we've got to get you ready. Mum's still helping Sophie take the cookies out of the oven. So we've got some time. She leads him to the playroom, and PK sits down across from her, letting her clip some earrings onto his ear. She only puts them on one ear, which is unusual, but it's her tea party. He's expecting her to grab his boa next, but instead, she's looking considering at him. I think we should try out a scarf, Izzy tells him, grabbing a black and red one from the dress-up box. She ties it around his neck and then turns it to the side before nodding. Okay, now these. She pulls out a pair of long evening gloves, like something out of an old movie, and PK frowns. I don't know if they'll fit, Izzy, he says, because they're about half the size of his forearms at most. No way are his arms fitting in there. No, you're right, she says, and rummages in the dress-up box some more before pulling out another scarf. What's that for? He asks, and Izzy grins. For your head, silly, she says, and reaches into the box and pulls out a pile of gold-coloured bangles. Put those on while I tie this on. He shrugs but does what she says, unsure just what kind of tea party this is supposed to be. He catches sight of himself in the mirror when she's done. He looks sort of ridiculous with a scarf around his neck and around his head, but playing along is the point, so he leaves it alone. Then he sees Sophie carrying a tray of cookies into the playroom, and she's got an eye patch on and her stuffed flamingo taped to her shoulder. He thinks he gets it now, and when he crawls into the playhouse and Talon is there with a stick taped to his leg, and a red and white strapped cap on his head, he's sure of it.
Is this a pirate tea party?
He asks, and Sophie and Izzy nod. I'm your captive, Izzy says. And I'm the captain, see my hat? She puts on a black pirate's hat with a skull and crossbones on it. Talon's my first mate. We were going to put one of the player's knives on his belt, but Mum said even the plastic was probably too sharp. PK looks closer, and sees that there's a thin strip of brown string around Talon's onesie that he guesses is his belt. It's one of the onesies he eats in, too, so it's got some stains, and he guesses that makes it look a little more piratey.
So, what does that make me? He asks as he smiles.
You're the cabin boy. You serve tea and cookies to me and Sophie.
Oh, okay.
And does. It's kind of hilarious, pouring iced tea into little cups, while Sophie speaks the ridiculous pirate accent, and Izzy pretends to be afraid of her and Talon. There's a particularly great moment where Sophie's trying to convince Izzy to tell her where the treasure is and threatening her with the wrath of her first mate. Izzy shifts over, pleading up to Talon. He's got his hand in his mouth and drooling. No, please, she says, grabbing onto his feet. It's all my family has in the world. And Talon must think it's a game because he giggles and smacks his sister with a wet fist. They all explode into laughter, and PK jostles his foot a little, nearly overturning the table. It's fun, and when he hugs them goodbye, he's more than a little sorry. He promised to have dinner with Carrie because he wants to stick around for dinner.
Have fun? Carrie asks.
When he shows up at his place, his apartment smells like barbecue, and PK doesn't know if he grilled or ordered in, but it smells great, so he kind of doesn't care. Yeah, PK tells him, grinning and pulling him in for a kiss. I had a great time. Carrie frowns but kisses him back, pulling him close. It's not a bad way to end the day.
You're going to Hal's again? Carrie asks.
He honestly sounds kind of annoyed. PK doesn't like it.
Yeah, we've got a bit of a break, and I'd like to get some hangs in before we head out on the road again, Carrie.
He says, pulling on a plaid shirt that he's pretty sure belongs to Carrie. PK bites his lip and looks away, shrugging.
Whatever, he says and heads off.
PK tries to not let it bother him, because sometimes Carrie's an asshole. Part of being a goalie in general, and Carrie specifically means that, for all he's laid back, he can be moody as fuck. Instead, he heads for Hal's and smiles when the girls answer the door for him. The girls have big plans for today. They got some new karaoke game, and apparently, he has to get dressed up before he sings. For some reason. I like this wig, Sophie says, pulling out a Ziploc bag with a bright red wig in it. Izzy frowns. I think he should have longer hair, she says, pulling out a bag with a black-haired wig.
Oh, what about this one?
Sophie asks. And PK is suddenly impressed with how many wigs they have in that dress-up box, when she pulls out a long blonde wig. Izzy stares at it for a second and then looks at Sophie with a huge grin.
Beyonce!
They both say at the same time. And PK doesn't know what that means, but it seems to decide what wig he'll be wearing. So he sits tight. I'll do your hair, and Sophie's gonna paint your nails, Izzy says, and starts brushing out the wig. It's cheap and a little tangled. But Izzy manages to brush it out, mostly. And then she's putting it on his head and doing some complicated stuff with little barrettes and things.
Piggy helped braid his little cousin's hair once, but it wasn't nearly as involved as this. When Izzy's going to work on his hair, Sophie's painting his nails a pale pink colour. "Hey, PK," she asks while painstakingly dragging the little brush over his nails.
"Yeah?" he asks, watching.
"You're not going to get traded, are you?" she asks. PK blinks, feeling like he's been punched in the gut.
Why do you ask?" he asks.
"Izzy's class read the paper sometimes, and they said people wanted you traded." Sophie's looking at him now, eyes a little big.
"I don't want to be traded," he says, trying to give her a reassuring smile.
"But you might," she says, and she isn't crying, but it's a near thing.
"Hey," he says, reaching out with his polished free hand to take hers. "I won't lie, and so it definitely won't happen. We're friends, and it's wrong to lie to your friends, but I don't want to, if that means anything."
Sophie sniffs and wipes at her eyes. "I'd miss you if you did," she says in a tiny voice.
"I would too, Soph, believe me," he says and pulls her toward him.
It's awkward to hug her from this angle, but she doesn't seem to mind. She presses her face into his neck, and it's kind of gross and snotty, but PK isn't about to complain to her about it. Finally, she pulls away and wipes at her face some more.
"You want to go get cleaned up?" he asks, and she nods and leaves.
PK wipes at his neck, trying not to disrupt whatever Izzy's doing with the wig on his head. She's awfully quiet, and he's about to ask her if she's okay, when she speaks first.
"That was good," Izzy says. "She's been really sad about Daddy not being here. I told her it's just like he's on a really long road trip, but she can't help being sad."
"It's got to be hard," PK says, and he can feel Izzy shrug.
"She's just a kid," Izzy says, like being 7 makes her ancient.
"Still," PK says, "she's lucky to have an older sister like you to take care of her." Izzy stops messing with the wig, and then her little arms are around his neck and she's hugging him from behind.
"Thanks, PK," she says, and PK squeezes her hands on one of his to hug her back. She's really a tough kid, even at 7. And PK thinks it's sweet how she pretends not to miss Hal for her mum's sake. He doesn't think Anne buys it, but it's sweet.
He doesn't think anything about the doorbell ringing, but he's shocked when Carrie walks in the door.
"Hey," Carrie says, leaning up against the door.
"Hey," PK says, blinking in surprise. He has no idea what Carrie is doing here, and he doesn't exactly know how to ask with the girls right there.
"Heard there was a, tea party," Carrie says, kind of awkwardly.
There's a silence for a second, and then Izzy sighs.
"It's a karaoke battle," she says.
"Did you want to play too?" Sophie asks, and Carrie shrugs.
"Sure," he says, and Izzy claps her hands.
"I know exactly what to do now," she says, and abandons PK's wig.
"What about me?"
he asks, and Izzy turns back, rolling her eyes.
"Your hair is done. As soon as Soph is done with your nails, you're good to go," she says.
PK nods and tries not to laugh at how uncomfortable Carrie looks, sitting down, cross-legged, while Izzy combs through his hair.
"Your hair is so perfect for this," Izzy tells him. You don't even need a wig like PK."
"Lucky me," Carrie says, leaning back, while Izzy drags a comb through his hair.
"What does my hair have to do with karaoke?"
"You need to be a total package, Carrie," Izzy tells him. Carrie just frowns, like she doesn't get it, but doesn't argue. There's kind of a lot of clips involved. Tiny, little, sparkly things that PK's seen in Sophie's hair before, and that he wasn't aware even Izzy knew how to use.
"So, if PK's seen Beyonce, what should Carrie sing?"
Sophie asks Izzy while she's finishing up PK's pinky finger.
"I'm not that great a singer," Carrie argues.
Izzy laughs. "Neither is PK," she says. "Sophie and I are doing different Bieber songs. What do you think you can do?"
"Do you have anything country?"
he asks, and Izzy nods.
"Yeah, I know just the thing," she says.
That's how Carrie ends up in their living room, with a jump rope tied to his belt, listening to a song by Taylor Swift, and trying to learn the beat while the girls are changing.
"I fucking hate Taylor Swift," Carrie hisses. "Fake country bullshit."
"Suck it up, Carrie. You're the one who came over. Be a good sport," he tells him. He still doesn't know why Carrie came over. It's not his scene at all.
"You've got a sister. Doesn't this take you back?" "Little sister, PK. That means we did what I wanted, so no.
This doesn't take me back to all the games of shinny and tag I forced her to play when we were kids. He moves his head kind of sarcastically when he says it, which makes the clips in his hair clink against each other. Kerry makes a face. Man, Talon's got his work cut out for him, PK says, and Kerry laughs. You boys staying for dinner? Anne asks, showing up almost out of nowhere with Talon in her arms. The way she asks it makes it seem like a question, but the look on her face really doesn't.
Yeah, of course,
Kerry says before PK manages to. Anne just nods and heads back out.
It's creepy how much she's like Hal sometimes. Right,
PK says. I mean, it makes sense. My mum and dad are kind of like that sometimes, but still. Kerry smiles.
Do you ever think, well...
He stops abruptly and isn't smiling anymore.
What?
PK asks, and Kerry shakes his head.
Nothing, he says, looking away. Where are the girls?
Kerry's fucking terrible at singing. It doesn't help that he can't force himself to look happy about singing Our Song by Taylor Swift, with a bunch of multicolored butterfly clips in his hair. PK doesn't know what to say to him, though, because the trick to this is just go for it and pretend you don't look kind of stupid. He gets up to sing Single Ladies and makes sure to flip his wig around a lot, even though he's really bad at trying to do the dance from the video. He moves his hips and hand pretty decently, but he keeps getting messed up in whether he should be shaking his hips or doing the almost running man thing. Maybe he should have watched the video on his phone while the girls were changing. The girls are awesome, though, and still clap for him afterward, despite how badly he sung the actual song. It's really not that hard. He doesn't see why Kerry was so bad at it. He makes sure to clap extra hard after the girls finish their Bieber songs, and even manages not to laugh at Sophie trying to doogie.
So, how do you rope a cow?
Izzy asks, when they're done and Sophie's declared the winner. PK hates to pick sides, but Sophie's dance moves were a little bit better. Kerry looks down at her, and then to the jump rope she's pointing at, still tied to his belt.
Well, it's not really the right weight or material or...
Izzy was watching him hopefully before, and her face falls while he's speaking.
I could show you the basics, though, he offers.
Maybe you can bring one of your real ropes next time, Sophie suggests, and Kerry just blinks. Yeah, and show us how to rope the neighbour's dog, Izzy says. Anne clears her throat behind him.
Or maybe some chairs,
Kerry suggests, looking back at Anne, who nods.
Yay,
Izzy says, and PK's impressed that they've wheedled another visit out of him. Dinner is pretty laid back, the girls asking Kerry about the kind of cows he ropes, and sitting mostly patiently while he explains what a steer is. PK helps Anne clear the table, and Kerry rolls up the sleeves on his plaid shirt and starts washing the dishes. The girls help him out, putting the dishes he cleans and rinses into the dishwasher, while asking him ridiculous questions about being a cowboy. PK can see a little pretend games of cowboy and cowboy-themed tea parties in his future. When they're finished, Anne taps the girls on the head. Okay, say goodbye to PK and Kerry, she says. It's time for you girls to go to bed. Bye, PK, Sophie says, hugging him tight. PK kisses her head and hugs Izzy too, noticing, like always, how small they are compared to him.
We'll see you soon, PK says, and the girls nod.
Anne kicks them out without leftovers, smiling softly at them and hugging PK. It was nice of you both to come over, Anne says. It really means a lot to the girls. Later, Anne, PK says, and heads out with Kerry.
Come on, Kerry says. I'll drive us back to my place. You can pick up your car some other time.
Kerry sounds pretty serious, so PK doesn't bother to argue.
It was fun, eh? PK asks.
And Kerry shrugs a little too casually.
It was okay, I guess, he says.
Oh, please, PK says. That was fun. Why else would you have come? Kerry shrugs.
I just wanted to see what you were always up to lately,
he says, and it's too casual again, off in a really obvious way.
Oh, wow, PK says, getting it suddenly. You're jealous.
I'm not, Kerry begins, but it's bullshit, so PK cuts him off. This is like a million times more embarrassing than the time you were jealous of Hal, by the way, PK says, grinning. Jesus, you're jealous of my tea party time with the girls.
You spend a lot of time there lately, Kerry says, and then looks away blushing. Sorry for wanting to spend time with you.
You're such a possessive freak,
PK says, still grinning. I wanted to see if there was any particular reason you were spending tons of time with kids lately.
Carrie says, glancing at him meaningfully, and PK has no idea what he's getting at.
Huh? PK says. Carrie goes bright red, and turns his head in order to merge into another lane. I was just... It's not completely stupid to think you might want kids someday.
Oh, PK says, because this is suddenly heavy.
Well, yeah, but not... I mean, not for a while. I'm still really, Yeah, PK, Carrie says. I got that from hanging out with you all. You're just playing Big Brother.
Exactly, PK says, because that's exactly it. He doesn't really want... Not now. Though, maybe someday. Maybe even with Carrie.
It's weird thinking about that. But now that he is, he thinks it wouldn't be completely terrible.
Missing your own? Carrie asks.
And PK looks at him for a second, before getting it and ducking his head.
People get traded. That's how the game goes, he says.
I don't know how they did it in the W, but in the O, sometimes people get traded and sometimes they're friends.
It was the same in the A, PK tells him.
Obviously, I don't know the W near as well as you know the O, since I wasn't there as long as you were.
Carrie says, smirking.
Whatever, Carrie. PK rolls his eyes.
It's okay to miss Hal, you know, Carrie tells him.
He was your friend. He meant a lot to you.
I play my best friend 4 times a year, PK says defensively.
Carrie reaches out to smack him in the back of the head.
Don't be stupid, PK, Carrie says. It's not the same. You won't have to play him again. He's just gone, and all the stuff you used to do with him is still around. So don't beat yourself up, PK. You're not a heartless bastard. There's a shock.
PK smiles over at him.
Okay, fine, he says.
So, what this but you wanting to have on my babies?
Fuck off, PK, Carrie says, blushing.
The end. Thank you for listening.